Now, if you're talking about a coat that you tried on and if it was just your size and everything, you say, well, I tried on that coat and it
just fit.
Okay. If a man goes downtown and buys a new coat and a new pair of pants and everything, you say he has a
decent.
Okay. And if you go out and you fill your coat pockets with hickory nuts or something like that so that they stick way out, you say, well, my pockets are, this made my pockets. Well, they're sticking, you know, kind of, you use the word balls or balls.
Yes.
Balls down.
You use balls.
Yes, balls down.
Talking about the word shrink, you say, I hope that cheap shirt won't
shrink.
Okay. Yesterday I washed one and it
shrunk.
Okay. Matter of fact, every cheap shirt I have ever washed has
shrunk.
Okay.
Some say shrink and some say shrunk.
Some say draw up.
Yeah. That's right.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes and dress up a lot, you say, well, she sure does like to.
Dress up.
Okay. If she likes to fix up herself a lot, have you ever used the term crimp?
Crimp, uh-huh.
Okay. What does a woman carry her money and things in?
Purse.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her neck?
Beads.
Okay.
Necklace sometimes. Uh-huh.
What does a man wear that goes over his shoulders and holds his pants up?
Suspenders.
You ever hear him call anything?
Oh,
he's from California.
And what is it you put up over your head to keep the rain off?
Hat. Hat on.
Okay.
Umbrella.
Okay. And on a bed, when you're making up the bed, you'd have a sheet and maybe a blanket, and then on top of everything, you have a
quilt.
Okay.
This bed.
Okay. And up at the head of the bed, you'd have a
pillow.
Okay. What about a large pillow? Sometimes it goes all the way across.
Bolster.
Okay. When something goes more than you, somebody might say, well, did you go halfway across the creek? You might say, no, I went
all the way.
Okay. What is a comforter? Is that the same thing as a quilt?
Uh-huh. Well, it's not exactly the same thing, but it's the same.
Well, how is it different?
Well, it's a comforter. It's about the same. It's for the same purpose.
It's not quilt like the other one.
Don't you, Miss
Mike?
The old time quilts, you know, they take a string and make a round curve ring, call that
shell,
yeah.
That chalk and mark it.
Yeah, mark it.
That's
quilts that line around about an inch wide and quilt in the quilt.
Oh, and that's the way they did it with a chalk line.
That's what we used to do now. I don't have to do now. They have
a quilt. Down one edge of the railing, you know, and lay you off a row of shell all the way down and quilt that out and roll your quilt up.
You
had
to take those little tiny stitches too,
didn't you? Yeah, all two of them, but I couldn't take two short stitches. Well, I quilted them in any quilt. I used to have to quilt all of them. I had seven children, and you know, this thing keeps got quilt.
I imagine so. Keep you busy making.
Uh-huh.
What is bottom land?
That's down close to a creek. It extends from the creek up to the hill land.
Okay. What about land that has a whole lot of water standing on it? What terms might you use for different kinds of soil?
Rich and poor.
Okay, it's got a lot of clay in it, you might say, that is.
Clay
soil. Clay soil, okay. What about real rich black dirt?
Call that the black land, some of them do.